It's Monday, March 18th, AD 2024. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Authorities in Egypt participated in the kidnapping and forcible conversion to Islam of a Coptic Christian woman, reports Morningstar News. Irene Shahada, a 21-year-old medical student at Assyut National University, disappeared on January 22nd between midterm exams in Assyut. Her father reported in February that she had managed to make a desperate, tearful call to her brother before a man seized the phone, according to Coptic Solidarity. During the call, Irene begged her brother either to rescue her or consider her dead and told him her location. Her brother heard her screaming. Someone was yelling at her, and then the call ended. It seemed that she used the kidnapper's phone without his permission. Having learned that she was in the city of Sohaj, the family went there and reported the phone call and her location to police. Oddly enough, the police threatened to arrest the family if they tried to rescue her and warned them that the kidnappers were armed. Proverbs 29:2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, the people groan." State security officials have been dismissive and hostile to Irene's family, telling her father that she ran off with a Muslim man of her own free will. But the family described her kidnappers as, quote, an organized terrorist group led by the Muslim Brotherhood to kidnap Christian girls in the Middle East, end quote. The father said 6 other Christian girls or women, quote unquote, disappeared from the area in one recent month. Egypt ranks 38th on Open Doors 2024 World Watch List of the 50 countries where it is most difficult to be a Christian. Nathan Wade, a special prosecutor working with the Fulton County District Attorney's Office, resigned his post after a judge ruled Friday that District Attorney Fannie Willis and her office may remain on the 2020 election case involving former President Donald Trump and his allies if Wade stepped aside, reports CBS News. Wade's resignation as special prosecutor came hours after Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee laid out 2 options that would allow for the continued prosecution of the racketeering case against Trump and his co-defendants, stemming from an alleged scheme to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Georgia. Defense attorneys zeroed in on Fannie Willis's inappropriate romantic relationship with Nathan Wade, in which she benefited financially, since Wade paid for their romantic getaway trips to Aruba, Belize, and Napa, California, using money he received through his contracts to be special prosecutor in the Trump case. Judge McAfee's order came after he tossed out 6 counts included in the indictment returned in August, including 3 against Trump. During an interview Friday afternoon with Martha McCallum on Fox News, former Vice President Mike Pence said he will not be endorsing former President Donald Trump in 2024.
"We have not spoken since former President Trump sewed up the nomination. Will you be endorsing your former president? You were on the ticket with him last time around."
"It should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year. I'm incredibly proud of the record of our administration. It was a conservative record that made America more prosperous, more secure, and saw conservatives appointed to our course in a more peaceful world. That being said, during my presidential campaign, I made it clear that there were profound differences between me and President Trump on a range of issues, and not just our difference on my constitutional duties that I exercised on January the 6th. As I have watched his candidacy unfold, I've seen him walking away from our commitment to confronting the national debt. I've seen him starting to shy away from a commitment to the sanctity of human life. And this last week, his reversal on getting tough on China and supporting our administration's effort to force a sale of ByteDance TikTok.
Why do you think he did that? Why do you think he had that reversal on that before we go, sir?"
"I can't speculate on it, but what I can tell you is is that in each of these cases, Donald Trump is pursuing and articulating an agenda that is at odds with the conservative agenda that we governed on during our 4 years. And that's why I cannot in good conscience endorse Donald Trump in this campaign.
Martha McCallum asked the obvious follow-up question.
Who are you going to vote for in November?
Like most Americans, I'm going to keep my vote to myself.
You know, would you vote for President Biden?
I would never vote for Joe Biden. But how I vote when that curtain closes is that'll be for me.
And finally, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. But if you think it was all about wearing green, think again. Born in Britain in the 4th century AD, 16-year-old Patrick was kidnapped by Irish pirates when they attacked his family's holiday villa by the sea before dawn. Sold into slavery in Ireland to a Druid tribal chieftain, Patrick made a decision to follow Christ in the midst of his greatest trial. In his autobiography entitled Confession, Patrick wrote, quote, "The Lord opened my senses to my unbelief," end quote. He soon earned the nickname Holy Boy among his fellow slaves. At the age of 22, after shepherding many sheep, Patrick escaped and traveled 200 miles to the coast of Ireland. 2 years later, he returned to the arms of his parents who begged him to stay in England. However, he felt called by God to return to Ireland. Patrick's parents fiercely opposed his plans, convinced that the barbaric Druids were not worth saving. He shared Christ with his former slave owner, preached at racetracks and other places of worldly indulgences, seeing many come to Christ. However, this was not without opposition. The Druids often tried to poison him. One time, a barbarian warrior speared Patrick's chariot driver to death in an attempt to kill Patrick. He was often ambushed at his evangelistic events and was enslaved again for a short time. In his book, Patrick wrote, quote, "As every day arrives, I expect either sudden death or deception, or being taken back as a slave or some such other misfortune. But I fear none of these, since I look to the promise of heaven and have flung myself into the hands of the all-powerful God, who rules as Lord everywhere," end quote. Patrick journeyed throughout Ireland, sharing Christ until his death on March 17th, around the year AD 461. Romans 1:16 epitomized his life. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." And that's The Worldview on this Monday, March 18th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.